Good morning. Welcome to the Maine Department of Transportation's bid opening this Wednesday morning, April 27th. Today we'll be opening bids on 20 contracts, plus one contract that was a week or two ago where the bid did come in on time. It got hidden underneath a pile. It is for a on-call. It's the forklifts without operator, locations regions 2 and 4. And this bid is from United Rental. If we could open that up. Kind of a little pre-game show here. So this bid's from United Rental at Bangor, Maine, and due to the nature of the bids, we didn't read who they were, what the amounts were, but it will appear on the bid tab on the web later on.
First one up for bid.
Okay, and the next project we'll open bids for is Umkolkus Stream and Bridge Rehabilitation in Oxbow Plantation. First bid is from Stetson & Watson of Holden, Maine. Their bid, $550,271.00. Next bid is from CPM Constructors of Freeport, Maine. Their bid, $599,459.00. Final bid on that was from CPM Constructors. Next project we'll open bids for is placement of plant mix recycled asphalt pavement and hot mix asphalt overlay in the town of Hamlin. The only bid we have on this project is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Bangor, Maine. Their bid, $338,873.50. Next project we'll open bids for is hot mix asphalt overlay in the towns of Lymington and Limerick. First bid on this project is from FR Carroll Incorporated of Limerick, Maine. Their bid, $1,717,792.00. Next bid is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $1,625,142.00. And the final bid on this project is from CPM Constructors of Freeport, Maine. Their bid, $1,689,769.16. Next project we'll open bids for is Salt Storage Building in the town of Gray. First bid on this project is from Blaine Casey Building Contractor of Augusta, Maine. Their bid, $267,975.00. Next bid is from Doten's Construction of Freeport, Maine. Their bid, $327,800.00. Next bid is from Drew Corporation of Center Lovell, Maine. Their bid, $236,914.00. Next bid is from H.E. Callahan Construction of Auburn, Maine. Their bid, $327,000.00. Next bid is from David P. Trask and Son of Hudson, Maine. Their bid, $309,350.00. We have an electronic bid, and for somehow, I've never seen this before, the bidder is unknown. I'll just read off the... What's that?
If it's low, we might take it.
You're quite rich.
I don't know, $236,000, Jesus.
That's $229,750.00, but...
229 what?
229,750, but
unknown bidder.
Unknown bidder. I'm sure that'll be rejected.
And that was the last one, by the way.
And that was the final bid to end it with. Next project we'll open bids for is culvert replacement in culvert ends in the towns of Benton and Clinton. First bid on this project is from Enterprise Trenchless Technology Incorporated of Lisbon Falls, Maine. Their bid, $169,000.00. Next bid is from NF Luce Incorporated of Norridge Walk, Maine. Their bid, $125,000.00. Next bid is from Stephen McGee Construction of West Gardner, Maine. Their bid, $262,770.00. Next bid is from Stetson and Watson of Holden, Maine. Their bid, $216,000.00. Next bid is from Pratt and Sons of Mechanic Falls, Maine. Their bid, $211,300.00. Next bid is from T-Buck Construction of Turner, Maine. Their bid, $327,000.00. Next bid is from Emery Lee and Sons of Millinocket, Maine. Their bid, $137,964.00. Next project we'll open bids for is pavement milling and hot mix asphalt overlay with drainage and safety improvements in the towns of Pittston, Randolph, and Dresden. First bid on this project is from CPM Constructors of Freeport, Maine. Their bid, $2,079,123.22. Next bid is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Bangor, Maine. Their bid, $1,890,670.00. Next bid is from Crooker Construction of Topsom, Maine. Their bid, $1,754,512.02. Final bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $2,193,954.95. Next project we'll open bids for is pavement milling, hot mix asphalt overlay with drainage and safety improvements in the towns of Washington and Somerville. First bidder on this project is Allstate's Asphalt of Sunderland, Massachusetts. Their bid, $927,020.25. Next bid is from Crooker Construction of Topsom, Maine. Their bid, $864,625.11. Next bid is from Lane Construction Corporation of Bangor, Maine. Their bid, $791,505.00. And And the final bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $871,358.75. Next project we'll open bids for is pavement milling, hot mix asphalt overlay with drainage and safety improvements in the towns of Knox and Freedom. First bid on this project is from All States Asphalt of Sunderland, Massachusetts. Their bid, $1,509,527.00. Next bid is from Sargent Corporation of Stillwater, Maine. Their bid, $1,866,011.60. Next bid is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Bangor, Maine. Their bid, $1,369,954.00. And the final bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $1,379,272.30. Next project we'll open bids for is hot mix asphalt overlay with drainage and safety improvements in the towns of Hartford, Sumner, West Paris, and Turner. First bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $3,989,526.74. Next bid is from Bruce A. Manzer of Farmington, Maine. Their bid, $4,051,613.23. And the final bid on this project is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Bangor, Maine. Their bid, $4,233,160.51. Next project we'll open bids for is pavement milling, hot mix asphalt overlay with safety improvements in the towns of Medway and East Millinocket. First bid on this project is from Sargent Corporation of Stillwater, Maine. Their bid, $1,224,573.60. And the final bid on this project is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Bangor, Maine. Their bid, $978,466.50. Next project we'll open bids for is pavement milling, hot mix asphalt overlay with drainage and safety improvements in the cities of Bangor and Brewer. First bid on this project is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Bangor, Maine. Their bid, $6,385,286.00. And the final bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $6,982,757.50. Next project we'll open bids for is pavement milling, hot mix asphalt overlay, bridge work with drainage and safety improvements in the town of Sydney and the cities of Augusta and Waterville. First bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $11,289,000.00. And the last bid on this project is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Bangor, Maine. Excuse me. Their bid, $13,034,298.00. Next project we'll open bids for is loaders in regions 3, 4, and 5. First bid on this project is from Hertz Equipment Rental Corporation of Bonita Springs, Florida. Their bid, $18,250.00. And the final bid on this project is from Eagle Rental of Waterville, Maine. Their bid, $625.00. Next project we'll open bids for is replacement of existing wearing surface on two bridges in Portland and Falmouth, and I believe that's the one we pulled, right? No? Okay. And there are no bids for this, so we'll hold this open another week and see what we get. I think they pulled that one.
Well, they did. I didn't know about that one, so.
Next project we'll open bids for is modular office building in the city of Presque Isle. And the only bid we received on this project is from Schiavi Leasing Corporation of Oxford, Maine. Their bid, $80,900.00. Next project we'll open bids for is highway rehabilitation and mill and fill in the city of Biddeford. The basis of award for this is section 1 and 2 or 1 and 3, and they both have sections 4 and 5. So the first bidder on this project is Shaw Brothers Construction of Gore, Maine. They bid on section 1 and 2, and their total bid is $2,534,473.10. Nice thing about electronic bids, it does it for you. So.
Okay. There you go. And that's the last one.
And the final bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. They also chose to bid on section 3. And their total bid is $4,043,452.45.
Okay. 3,000.
Yeah.
2. Okay. I lost
Next project we'll open bids for is on-call rollers, equipment rental without an operator in regions 1, 3, 4, and 5. And due to the nature of the bids, we're just going to read who has turned them in. First bid is from Holton Rental Center Incorporated of Holton, Maine. Next bid is from Eagle Rental of Waterville, Maine. Next bid is from United Rentals of Bangor, Maine. The final bid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry about that.
No problem. Next project we'll open bids for is on-call remote control trench roller, equipment rental without an operator in regions 1, 3, 4, and 5. And due to the nature of these bids, we'll just read who turned them in. First bid is from Eagle Rental of Waterville, Maine. Next bid is from Holton Rental Center of Holton, Maine. And the final bid on this project is United Rentals of Bangor, Maine. Next project we'll open bids for is Vegetation Management Services in regions 1, 4, and 5. First bid on this project is from D'Angelo Brothers of Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Their bid for Region 1, $43,466.25. And their bid for Region 4, $59,720.28. Their bid for Region 5, $107,816.00. Next bid is from Basham Tree Service of South China, Maine. They only bid on Region 4. Their bid for Region 4, $38,512.50. Next bid is from Aroostook Arboriculture Incorporated of Mapleton, Maine. Their bid for Region 1, $53,925.00. Their bid for Region 4, $44,276.25. And their bid for Region 5, $68,820.00. Next bid is from Pelletier Property Services of Caribou, Maine. Their bid on Region 4, $44,563.75. Their bid on Region 5, $57,537.50. Next bid is from Seabreeze Property Services of Portland, Maine. their bid for Region 1, $45,750.00. Their bid for Region 4, $88,575.00. Their bid for Region 5, $135,750.00. Final bid on this project is from Goodall Landscaping of Topsom, Maine. Their bid for Region 1, $38,850.00. Their bid for Region 4, $47,400.00. And no bid for Region 5. And the final project we'll open bids for this morning are bids for supplying and delivering RCP Class 4 in the towns of Waldo and Union. And the final bid we have, or the only bid we have on this project, is from StressCon Limited of New Brunswick. Their bid, $139,040.00. That concludes today's bid opening. Thank you for joining us.